Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I am your host, Minister Arthur Rodriguez, and I truly hope that God has been moving in your life, that your faith muscle has been building, that you've been getting better, that you've been getting stronger in every situation, that no matter what you go through, you can rely on the Word of God, that He's been able just to lift you up in every situation. I'm blessed to be here for another day. Before we start this week's episode, I'd like to go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come seeking you out today, God. We come seeking your mercy and your grace. God, we have to give you all the thanks and praise for getting us through the situations we came through this week, God. We ask that you just be with us right now, God. Remove everything that's in us, God, that's not pleasing in your sight. They were able to move in a different direction. They were able to move forward, God, when you know we are hurting. God, when we may have got a diagnosis this week, God, but we know that you have the final say-so in everything. God, we ask you to put your will into our life right now. And in your holy name we pray. Amen. Y'all, I'm excited. I know I say it every week, but I truly am. I'm truly able to be here with y'all one more time. I thank you for all the support, all the love. This week's episode is... We still moving. Say it with me one more time. I need you to text somebody. I need you to tell somebody. We still moving. We're going to be in Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4. Colossians 3, 1 through 4. If you have God's word or would like God's word, give me an amen. Word of God says this. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor of God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life. Your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, the whole world you will share in all of his glory. Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4. I say, y'all, we still moving. We've been something new. Something has changed in us. We've been getting better. We've been getting stronger in every aspect of this. And I want us to continue to keep going down this road. I want us to continue to keep getting stronger. We got to keep on moving. I think sometimes we get hung up a little bit on the past. And we get hung up of the things that we've went through. But we made it out of those things. Death didn't keep you. The sin didn't keep you. You're here to do another day. And I don't care what people have said. I don't care what people have done. I don't care what they tried to do to you or what they wanted to say. And all words, sometimes they want to talk some crazy papas. You know, they want to get a little crazy and get a little sideways with you. Because I've done something new. God has renewed my life. I'm not that old person that I used to be. You knew me that one chapter of my life. Well, I'm not in that chapter anymore. I'm not even on the same page. I'm completely different. I left that old me to the side. And I did something new. The word says, the Bible says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. The new life that you're walking is what we're walking in now. Were you talking about what pastor, what preacher, what you trying to tell me? What I'm trying to tell you is that old you is dead. The old attitude, the old bitterness, the old hurt. And that's something I want to touch on right now. The old hurt is no longer there. We remember the hurt. We remember the trials. We remember the tribulations. But we do remember that God had brought us out of that. There's no valley that's low enough. There's no climb that's too hard for us to make now. Now we're doing something new. Now we handle things in a new way. We don't handle the things that we used to do in that same old way. I tell y'all one more time, I need you to really understand this, that we still moving. We still moving forward. We're still able to go above and beyond and understand that the old us is no longer present. that when we sit here and we go through this, and people say, "Well, how?" I remember you as a drug addict. I remember you as a person that's on paper or on probation, or person that was just in jail, or you weren't there for your kids, or you weren't there for your family, or however they may remember you at. That's not who we are anymore. You have to remove yourself from situations that people don't understand, because they don't know what you're going through. I'm not sure who I'm trying to talk to today, but you remove yourself out of some situations that were not beneficial to you. But the only thing that people see is that outward appearance. All they see is that situation. Well, you don't understand what I was going through when I was in that situation. You don't understand when I was homeless, I couldn't pay no bills, and I didn't have nowhere I was going to eat. I know that's what you'll remember me as, but this is not who I am anymore. I'm able to come out better on the other side of it. Yeah, I may not be the best. I still have some work that I need to do, but I know that I have a new life in God. I know that He's working inside of me. I know that He's moving in me, and the Bible says that since you have been raised a new life with Christ, you set your sights on realities of heaven. What you talking about, preacher? Let me try to tell you a little bit. So what you're trying to do now is, now we set our sights on God. This is where I need to be at. I need to be a better person for my family, God. I need to be a better father and a better husband, a better listening tool. Not a gossiping tool like I used to be. Now I'm a listening tool. Now I'm able to help somebody get to know Jesus a little bit better. Don't stop it right now. I need you to put that somewhere. It says that we still moving. We still moving to be a better person. We still moving to walk a little bit better. They were able to move a little bit better. And I don't care how much you have wrestled with God, and you struggle to get out of your addiction or out of your depression. I understand that you go through those things, and I'm here to tell you right now, no matter how much you struggle with it, we're still standing. We're still moving. So you may come out walking with a limp, but guess what? We still walking. We have been redeemed. We have been brought new. It says, think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. Things about the things that the road that's paved with milk and honey. That when you sit up with God, you know that you've done everything you can. When you go meet Him, you've done everything you can. And I go back to Romans 1:16, where it tells you, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, I tell people, why don't you act a certain way anymore? Why don't you flip out like everybody else flips out? Why aren't you bothered by a lot of things? I said, because God told me not. I don't need to be like that anymore. He did something new. I used to be like that. I used to be the RTBC where, you know, someone get a little slick with that lip, they'd be going straight to sleep. But that's not the point. Why are we going to do that? Now this is the time for us to encourage and lift up. Because at one point in time in your life, you were right there. You were the one that was acting a fool. You needed someone to touch your life. Come on now. I'm not acting too holified and sanctified now. I know who I'm speaking to right now. But I'm here to tell you right now that you're at one point in time in your life when you needed somebody to step in and say, God, Jesus loves you. That Jesus needs to help you. That you need to keep on moving. And this is where we understand a couple of things that God is moving in that way in your life, that He is adjusting things in your life. And you may not like the adjustments. Come on now. I know you may not like these adjustments. Sometimes you need to go to jail to have a timeout. Sometimes you need to go to a rehab to have a timeout to get a full reset. Sometimes you need to lay on your face. You need to cry out to God, put your hands up in the air and say, God, I surrender to you because I've tried to do the things my own way and it gets me into trouble, God. I put myself into a mess, but God, I'm here to bring a message of Savior right now to somebody, God, that I'm not sure who I'm trying to speak to about this right now. But here's what I'm telling you. For you died to this life. Your old self is dead. And your real life is hidden with Christ in God. So now we give everything to God. Now we give all of the plan, all the desires of our heart to Jesus. Now we know everything is in me with Jesus. He knows that no matter what situation we go through, He's going to be with us. He's not leaving us. He's not forsaking us. He's going to be with us through the thick and the thin. He's going to be us when we go in the deep, deep water, because that's where He needs us to be. And I know it may not be comfortable where you're at right now, but I'm telling you right now, this is exactly where God wants you to be. We are still moving forward. I don't care if people understand what you're going through. I don't know if they look at you kind of funny, but I'm telling you right now, when my life is kind of funny, I know my God is working in my life. And you can act funny if you want to when you see me, but my praise is my praise, because I know what I went through this week. I went through some hell before I got on this. I went through some hell before I started listening today. I've been going through some hell when I woke up this morning. Kids acting kind of funny. My money acting kind of funny. I'm not sure how I'm going to pay some bills. I may have been going through a dark place. I may have had some nightmares last night where I couldn't sleep, but I know that when I turned over and I looked up and I saw God's face right there holding me kindly, He says, God, He says, my child, I got you in the palm of my hand. Let me just hold you right now. Let us work through these things together. We are still moving together because I'm right here with you. Don't understand, just because you're going through something right now does not mean that God does not love you. God says, I need you to get closer to me. And I think you just missed what I said. When you're going through the situation that you're going through, that you're still moving, this is what you got to understand, that my God is with you right now. He wants to hold you closely. He wants you to get closer to Him so He can show you what you're doing new in you. We're not doing those things of old. We're not doing what we used to do. You used to go back to the comfort zone. Well, now we're trying to come out the comfort zone, and it's time for us to get a little bit tighter and a little bit smarter and a little bit more stretchier. What you talking about, preacher? What I'm trying to talk about, He's going to stretch you out a little bit more. He's going to stretch those hands up to the sky and say, God, this is where I need you at in my life right now. Because if I put it in my hands again, I'm going to create a mess out of this. But here comes my message. Here it comes. We are still moving. We are still moving to become better in our life. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all of His glory. When God comes back and He says, that is my Father. He says, that is my child. When He looks and He says, that is my child. He's the one, or she's the one, that I brought about that mess. He's the one. That's when God gets all the glory. When you come up out of it, when that relationship gets better. Come on now, I'm not sure what I'm speaking about this. But when that relationship gets better, it's because of God. We are still moving. I know that situation, that relationship, that may not look the best right now, but it's still going to be looking better than if you put your hands on it. That's why you got to sit there and you got to pray for it. That's why we don't do things of the Lord. We don't try to drink these problems away anymore. Now we try to pray them away. And I say when we try, it means we go into deep meditation with God. We spend time with God. We get off of the phones. We get off of your app. We get off of TikTok. We get off of Facebook. We get off of Instagram. And we spend quality time with God. We are still moving. I want to go down to verse 5. So put death, the sinful earthly lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Do not be greedy, for greedy person is an adulterer, worshiping the things of this world. So put the death, the sinful earthly lurking within you. We're not that crook to try to send a hook to hook somebody. We don't scheme the way we used to scheme. And I know we're bringing up some past, and I know we're kind of doing some things right now, but here's what I'm telling you, that we're still moving to be better. That we're still moving like that. That attitude that you have, come on now, bring it to me. Jesus, I'm trying. Preach this thing if you want to preach. Preacher, I'm trying. It says, when I'm moving to be better, people are going to come at you kind of crazy. But I put to death the attitude and the bitterness that I used to have in my heart. My sinful nature, the things I used to look at, the websites I used to visit are no longer there. I put those things to bed. That bottle, I put it to bed. That The thing I used to roll up, I put it to bed. Those pills I used to pop, I put it to bed. The little crystal things I used to smoke, I put it to bed. I put those things out of it because they are dead to me. There's no life within them. They only cause me despair. They only call me hurt. It pulled me further away from God. Says, I need you to get closer to me. But as now it's time to get rid of anger, rage, malice behavior, slander, and dirty language. I'm going to read that to you one more time. And if you don't believe me, I'm writing around verse 8. I'm still in Colossians 3, around verse 8. It says, but now it is time to get rid of anger, rage, malice behavior, slander, and dirty language. It's time to get rid of everything in your life that it separates you from God. But I know it's hard to leave the websites. I know it's hard. Let me just be real with you a couple real quick. It's hard to leave that person that you're not supposed to be talking to alone. I know it's hard for you to put that bottle down. I know it's hard for you just to say, God, I need your help right now. But these kids right now, God, are acting a fool. God, I need your help. I know it's hard because we're so used to putting everything into our hands and trying to control the narrative. But God says, now, I'm the author of this book. I'm going to show you what you need to do. And when I show you what you need to do, you're going to step a different walk. You're going to walk a different walk. You're going to talk a different talk. You're going to move about a way, a different way. That shirt going to get really, really tight. Those pants are going to get a little loose in the waist because we're doing exactly what we're doing. We're taking all the extra out of our life. We're not going to watch the things we used to watch. We're not going to say the things we used to say. I'm not going to put a four-letter word on you anymore. I'm going to put praise upon my lips when I lift my hands to Jesus and say, God, I need you right now. When you and your spouse are arguing, when that paper that you wrote come back with an F on it, you're going to be like, God, I need you right now, God, because I feel like I want to quit. I feel like I want to walk away. That's when that devil steps in and says, yeah, I can make you walk away from this relationship. Yeah, I can make you quit this schooling program. Yes, I can make you quit and act a fool like everybody else is doing. But here's what I'm telling you. I'm doing something new in you. We are still moving a different direction for God. We are still able to go better and higher with Him. Because no matter what we step into, God is in complete control of it. This is where the devil tries to come in and says, yeah, you can just go ahead and walk away out of this marriage. Because it ain't even worth it. Because all y'all doing is arguing all the time. Well, I tell you right now, when you're arguing right now, this is where God says, I need you to get closer to me. I need you to invite me into your life and into your partnership. So that I can do it. We got to have a three-way partnership. You, your spouse, and God. You can't do it without Jesus in the middle. And I'm telling you here right now, I don't know who I'm talking to about this right now, but God is the answer. He is doing something new. We are still moving. He says that old life is dead, but you got to get rid of all that rage and anger. I know it hurts. And I know you want to get back at some people because they did you wrong and they did you dirty. But I'm here to tell you right now, He is the Alpha and the Omega. He will allow you to be the head and not the tail. He says, I will be on the other side of this when you're walking through this fire. We were just like that going through the fire, but you were not burned. You don't even smell like smoke, but you hear you are sitting better with God on the other side of it. And I just tell you right here, my God is the one that can answer all your prayers. You got to get rid of the rage and the malice behavior, slander and dirty language. You got to completely change everything. We ain't going to be cussing, acting a fool anymore. The time to act like a child when we throw a fit are over. We are still moving. And when we move, we know that we are doing better. We know that we are able to pursue God with a pure heart. That we're able to be like, God, I need you to step in. I need you to truly lift me up, God. I need you to let me be better than I ever have been before, God. I need you to be the one, God, that just holds me closely and comforts me. God, I know that in my years, God, of growing up, I didn't have that. Somebody may have not wanted me. People may have said I was a mistake. God, I need you to hold me closely right now. I need you to comfort me. God, because I'm lost and I'm hurting. God, I need you to stop me doing these things of this world. I need to have a focus on you. God, I know that you have the final say so in every situation. You dropped all the charges against me. And you brought me out anew. We are still moving. I'm not scared anymore. And no matter what storm I go into, I know you bring me out of it. I know I'm getting stronger and I'm getting better, but God, I need you right now to remove this bitterness and anger out of my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come to you right now. I'm seeking mercy in your grace, God, that your word guides a path to my feet. And that no matter how much the devil tries to come at me this week, I know that we are still moving to be better than we were and the better that we are. God, I ask you to be with the ones right now dealing with bereavement. I ask you to be with the families that lost people to cancer. That you give them comfort right now. God, we ask you to be with the ones that are venturing out to new adventures, God. Be with the ones that have just graduated, God, that you just cover them right now, God. That you hold them close. And that you guide their life according to your will and your way. And in your name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Y'all, I'm excited. I'm happy. I thank you. We are still moving. We are still getting better. We are still fighting the fear of this world. It's time for us to keep moving. To keep showing and putting praise upon our lips. And showing that God is the way. That he's the one that brought us out of all the situations. For prayer and praise reports, please text 208-906-9742. For prayer and praise reports, please text 208-906-9742. And until next week, Lord willing, be blessed and stay blessed. We are still moving forward.